Here is poet David Mason.
It seems to me that there's a lot you can do when you're performing poems. There's a lot of range you can have. But you've got to listen to the poem for a while, for a few readings, and decide for yourself if it's a quiet poem, or if it's a boisterous poem, or if it's a fast poem, or if it's a slow poem. And something of that is written into the poem itself. For example, there's a famous poem by William Butler Yeats called The Lake Isle of Innisfree, or Innisfree, as some Irish people say. And it always seemed to me that whatever else you can say about this poem, it's not a loud, boisterous poem. It's probably a quieter poem. So when you try to say it, you might want to say it with some sense of the quietness of the language.
Now the actor Anthony Hopkins reading The Lake Isle of Innisfree.
I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and bottles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavements grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core.